Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of PSCU's virtual member forum. And this session we're going to talk about, man, if it were live, this would have been standing room only. The topic was protecting your credit union from digital fraud trends while balancing member experience. My, what a session this was, as were the rest of them though, but this one really stood out, at least to me it was. And in this particular clip, the panel talked about where are the fraudsters winning and where are the credit unions winning? Just really, really good stuff here. So check it out.
This is a little bit of a difficult question, but you know, a lot of times we focus a lot on where the fraudsters are winning, and there's just, you know, with everything going on with the pandemic, there's so many opportunities, you know, to commit different sort of fraud scams and whatnot because of the pandemic. So, but what we often don't think about is, you know, what are areas that our industry is winning? What are some of the areas that, you know, we're doing a good job in focusing on, and what can we improve? So, Karen, I'll start with you. What do you think in that area?
Well, first, I'm going to say, being in the fraud space, we tend to be a little bit cynical. So I'm not sure I 100% like feel like we're winning every day. But I will say that, you know, we've made a huge amount of progress in the last couple of years. And you know, if you take a look back 5-6 years ago when the U.S. was shifting into EMV, you know, I think there was this preconceived idea that it was the golden ticket. You know, all of our fraud problems were going to go away. And, you know, we knew that wasn't going to be the case. You know, history does repeat itself. Europe, when they had moved, they saw the shift to online. I don't think we saw it in as dramatic a fashion as they did. Because we did have technology in place, but we definitely saw that shift. And, you know, we battled as merchants kind of continued to evolve into that EMV space, and the adoption rate continued, right? So we still have one major card present merchant left to switch over, or at least from a liability perspective, which kind of pushes forward some of the changes in terminal activity, and that's your pay at the pump merchants. And so we'll be seeing that quickly. And so I do think when I look back, we've won in the card not present or the card present space in that capacity. Has all the fraud gone away? No. Are we still in a much more stable environment than we were, you know, 6-7 years ago? Absolutely. And it's getting better every day. And then we switched to card not present, right? Where we've seen that shift in fraud. And, you know, we in the U.S., I think, have had the benefit of seeing what historically has happened. You know, one of the good things, I guess, we can say out of the pandemic is it has accelerated, I think, our environment of technology and resources and utilization of those resources in that space as well. And so, you know, maybe it just gave us that little push that we needed to maybe not crawl, but to run a little bit faster than we envisioned. So I think that's all good. I think we're making great headway. You know, the fraudsters continue to find those channels in which we need to close those gaps. I think it was mentioned earlier, the account takeover identity theft is continuing to increase. I think that's our next big channel to probably, you know, kind of focus on. However, if we're going to talk about wins, I really think that we're in a much more stable environment. We're utilizing technology. We're utilizing customer convenience and customer engagement in a way that we've never used it before.
Those are all great points, Karen. And definitely, I think we all knew in the fraud space that EMV was certainly going to help, but not necessarily going to put all the fraudsters out of business, right? Because they're certainly professionals at it, and they don't, you know, want to quit being fraudsters. So, you know, and you also brought up some good points around the e-commerce perspective. So, Paul, from your perspective, when we think about, you know, 3D Secure and how that's going to, you know, help out when it comes to e-commerce fraud, you know, what are your thoughts there in terms of where we're winning as an industry?
I think one of the key things for the CNP fraud is that the device is being held by either the cardholder or by the fraudster. And the fact that those fraudsters are using their devices to do this means that by having a real-time network where we can look at the devices, we can share that across different issuers, That is critical information. So when a fraudster attempts something on, say, a bank somewhere, and then 2 seconds later is attacking a credit union, that credit union can see it through the analytics of our score that the fraudster was just using that device elsewhere on a different card, etc. So there's some really nice signals we can pick up with that real-time network. Add into that, if we start looking at some of the 360 stuff, where we have, you know, various different models at merchants and things like that, we can really do some nice stuff. But admittedly, that's for the future. I think the real-time networks have been a significant win now. I think we're also getting a win in that we get more and more of the online merchants to be looking at EMV 3DS. With the growth of that, we're getting more information. And more information throughout the ecosystem is beneficial for everyone. And so with that, we're going to get a better pattern of those online transactions from both the merchant perspective and the issuer perspective. In terms of some of our potentials to improve, authentication is an arms race, if you will, right? It's like Sisyphus. Each time we get the boulder up to the top of the hill by bringing in, you know, good passwords for everyone, it rolls all the way back down because the fraudsters become better at hacking them. When we do OTP over SMS, we find that the fraudsters eventually build sites in order to be able to spoof this and get the SMS OTP from our cardholders and members. So there are new types coming out. Often push is a very nice, if well built, can be a very good experience for the member when doing the transaction. We can have biometrics on there. We find some new things coming out of the, if you will, the regulations creating more interesting research in Europe due to PSD2 about different authentication types, different kind of biometrics in order to do both behavioral as well as inherent biometrics, etc. So it's a very interesting time with some of that potential. And if we can do better collaboration within the ecosystem, better information going around, looking at things from all those directions, we'll be much better off.
Paul, I think that is kind of the key, right, is that the data availability, being able to share that across, you know, all the different platforms from issuer to merchant, or merchant to issuer. So when we think of, we've sort of talked about advanced analytics in different ways as we've been having our discussion, but, you know, the fraudsters sort of change their tactics, and they become more advanced, and that's certainly something that you touched on. So
thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of PSCU's virtual member forum here on CU Broadcast.